What's going on, everybody? Hello, America, South America, Canada, Georgia, everybody, Antarctica. What up, people? How's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing super, 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 super well. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear it or not. For me, it's very loud, you know? We got a lot of shit going on over here. I don't know what the fuck's happening. We got this helicopter that has been circling our apartment area for a while. There might be a fugitive on the run. It might be me. I might have some warrants out for, like, some unpaid taxes, allegedly, or something. I don't know. They're looking for somebody. They're doing something. That's super loud, but not only is that super loud and cool, we have our pool, we have a pool view at our apartment, and they are opening it up, so they're doing power washing and shit, and it's very loud, but who knows, you guys might not hear any of that shit. That might just be in my own head, my own cuckoo little head. So we've been on a little bit of a break. I was on a break. Jenna and I, you know, since we work with a Jewish organization, it was Passover just now, so we had some time off. Very nice. And, you know, it wasn't intentional that I didn't do podcasts during the break. It just happened that way. So I don't know when the last episode was. Allegedly, it was about 2.5 or 3 weeks ago. I can't call it. But we're here, we're queer, and we want to drink beer. Where is the beer? It's probably here. It is here.
Alrighty then.
So, yeah, you know, took a little mental health break. We're good. We're back, dude. We're back in action and we're ready to go. Jenna has been helping me. Fucking Johnny got a truck. Johnny's opening a business now. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. I told you, I was fucking changing up on you guys. I'm about this truck life now. Big bad truck. Okay. I didn't tell Jenna this. I got a car wash yesterday. And after the car wash, it pushed the mirror in a little bit. But there was also like a little bit of water inside of my car. And I don't know how that happened. And it made me very anxious. And I thought about it all day. And I'm still thinking about it, clearly, a day later. But, you know, fucking shit happens, dude. Sometimes you get a car wash and the inside of your car gets a little bit wet. You know, that's fucking life. That's life. It's life. Should have hit the soundboard. Didn't. Thought about it. Regret that I didn't hit it.
I'm still gonna send it.
But we're still gonna send it. And we're sending it.
I don't give a fuck!
Yeah, dude. I was fucking a couple weeks late. Sorry. Deal with it. You know, I only got 3 listeners anyway, and they're fucking all in the same car. So, so who cares, dude? If I fucking miss a couple weeks, who cares now? You know, Frank, sorry. Davey, sorry. Vern, sorry. You guys are the only people that listen anyway. You know, I get a couple random ones every now and then, but for the most part, I got 3 people that listen. You know, you guys aren't liking, you're not subscribing. You're not leaving fucking comments and shit. So, you know, I tell you, when I see the podcast numbers going up, when I see the cult growing, that's when I get motivated to make some episodes. You know, I haven't seen those numbers going up. We kind of hit a plateau. So the numbers haven't been going up. So I got a little unmotivated. Johnny unmotivated over here. So, sorry. Deal with it. You know, you fucking... You want me to put more episodes out? Share the podcast and grow the cult, dude. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're not doing... We ain't doing this for nothing, okay? I told you I was changing up on you. Just kidding. We're still doing this for nothing. Been doing this for fucking 7 years or something. Yeah. Yeah, it's about 7 years. I've been doing the podcast since a little less time than I've been with Jenna. Right? Did I say that right? I think so. I started dating Jenna. She said, why don't you do the podcast? You always talk about wanting to do a podcast. Just fucking do it, pussy. I was like, all right, challenge accepted. Also, just realized that one of the couch cushions that I have on, the couch, is rotated 90 degrees, like, you know, they're square cushions, and it's rotated 90 degrees more than it should, and I see the end of the zipper, and it's really bothering me, and now I'm noticing that that cushion doesn't go out as far as the other ones, and I should have known that, you know, I should have, but I didn't, and now I'm pissed now. You know?
I got a big fucking boner right now.
That one's violent. I don't know why that sound clip just gets me every time. You could just drop that in the middle of nothing and it's still going to make me smile. And that's what this podcast is about, is making me smile. You know, I've been in my own head thinking that I'm making other people smile. I do this. This is for me. This is my audio journal, basically, is what the podcast is. And, you know, sometimes in your journal, you got to write some shit that you don't want to write about. And talking about being pissed now made me absolutely more pissed. So last night, you know, I've been planning this day for Jenna and I. We're a Bravo couple, okay? We're on the top of the fucking Bravo husband and wife fanverse. You know, you want to talk about a Bravo show? And if you want to be our friend, come talk about Bravo. Come talk Below Deck. Come talk Vanderpump. Dude, come talk Southern Charm. Whatever it is on Bravo. Fucking Real Housewives. I watch some of that shit. Come talk to me and my wife about it. All right? So we're big Bravo fans, right? So a nice thing to do for your wife every now and then is to plan fun things. So this is also, you're about to find out why I'm not in charge of planning things and why it should only be my wife. So Vanderpump Rules, Tom Sandoval. He has a cover band, right? Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. We don't know what we're really getting into, right? It could be. We don't know. We don't know. It could be.
Hot, 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 hot.
But we don't know what we're getting.
It's a bagel.
And I got us tickets to see Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras, right? You know, those tickets, they're reasonable, about 35-ish, right? For two tickets, 35 a piece, boom. No big deal. However, that wasn't enough for me. I wanted Jenna and I to meet Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. So I paid $90 on top of the general admission per ticket. So $180, if you do the math, for the meet and greet upgrade. Well, every single fucking thing that you look at for this show says that the doors open at 7 p.m. The meet and greet says doors open at 7 p.m. You click the more info, fucking 7 p.m. Guess what? Yeah, 7 p.m. So yesterday morning, Jenna goes, hey, is the meet and greet before or after the show? And literally every meet and greet that I've ever gone to was after the show. So I said, oh, it's after the show. Everything opens at, the doors open at 7. So I'm sure, you know, I'm sure after the show it's going to be some kind of meet and greet thing, right? Simple, easy. Well, I didn't check my email in the morning. Not that that was just me not listening to her. Doesn't have to do much with the story. I didn't check my email. So we get to the show at about 7:30, 30 minutes after the doors open. Line's still out the door. I'm like, all right, we're fine. We're good. They're not going to start the show if the line is still out the door. So we get to the people that scan your ticket, and I go, oh, you know, do you want to scan, like, my general admission ticket, or do I scan the VIP, like, the meet and greet? And she's like, it doesn't matter. And I was like, well, I have the VIP meet and greet tickets. I didn't want to scan those if it's going to screw it up. And she goes, oh, the meet and greet was at 6 p.m. Huh? The meet and greet was at 6 p.m., but everything on your fucking app says 7 p.m. That's when the doors open. So we're at this show. I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed now, right?
Please refresh the page to hear the sounds.
Son of a bitch. God dang it. God dang it, man.
I'm pissed now.
I'm more pissed now because the soundboard isn't working. Fuck. I can't help but laugh because it's like nothing's working, obviously, for me. Anyway, so the lady at the thing, she's like, look, it was at 6 p.m. You missed it. Go to their merch booth. Talk to them. See if they can do anything. I'm sure they'll figure it out for you. All right. Whatever. You know, nothing I can do at this moment. I'll go to the merch booth. Check that out. So we get in this place, which I'll get into this venue after this story, but we wait in line at the merch booth. And of course, the people in front of us, these fucking ladies, man, in front of us at the merch booth, of course, they don't know what size they are. So they're having the lady at the merch booth model almost every fucking t-shirt for them. And I'm just waiting there, already pissed off, just standing there. The lady's like, oh my God, you hate us, don't you? And I was like, no. No, you're fine. Fucking have her model every other shirt for you, you know? What am I going to do? So, you know, the lady models all these shirts. There's like 15 of them. She models all the shirts in small and medium and extra small. So we're just standing there for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes while this lady's just trying on all these shirts to see what size they want. They pick a shirt. Of course, they don't even have that fucking size of that shirt. So they pick a different shirt. Don't have that size. They only have this extra small. So then they're like, oh, what about the tour shirt? Which is the one that you should just pick right away. Don't waste all of our time. Just pick the tour shirt. Don't pick all these other ones beforehand. Pick the tour shirt that says that he came to Cleveland, that the fucking you are wearing, saying like, oh yeah, when he came to Cleveland, I saw him, you know? Like, don't waste all of our time here. Anyway, so that happened. And we're in line, and I go, hey, the lady scanning the tickets, I bought the meet and greet tickets. Those were supposed to be at 6, they said, and she told me to come talk to you. I don't know. Is there anything you can do for me? And the lady's like, looks me in the face and is just like, I have no idea why they would tell you to come to me. I just worked the merch booth. I'm like, fucking sweet. Awesome. Also, at this place, used my first, no gender bathroom, which, like, whatever, you know? Have your opinion on that. I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that it's fucking dumb. An all-gender bathroom is so fucking stupid if you're a guy. Because guys are much, much faster in the bathroom than women. So I'm waiting in line. they're like, if you haven't been to an all-gender bathroom, I don't know if this is how all of them are, but this is how this one was. They're like, it's like you're going into like a changing room. Like the doors are like, the walls are to the ceiling. The doors are to the ceiling. It felt like you were going into a changing room. But it's like all these, the show is majority women. So it's like groups of girls going into these stalls together, because that's what girls do, while all the guys are just standing around with their dicks in our hands like, what the fuck? Because, you know, a men's bathroom, the line, if you go to a sporting event and, you know, the women's and the men's are right next to each other, the women's line is usually to the door, at least. The men's, it's to the door, but it goes so fast because guys are just pissing. We're just ripping piss out of our dicks and then washing our hands and leaving. Sometimes, dude, sometimes if the sink is dirty enough, I'm not washing my hands. I'm fine touching my dick, and I don't care about the people there. I'll be very honest with you. I don't care about anybody else at these venues besides me and my wife, okay? So, but this one doesn't matter. Sometimes, you know, these fucking bathrooms are a little dirty. It's like you just piss, you just leave. But this one was clean, you know, so I washed my hands, everything. The line, of course, is covering the paper towels, so I don't know what to do. I'm just walking around like Anchorman, like, or Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands. And find the fucking paper towels behind this line of people. I'm like, hey, can I? And they're like, no, you're not cutting in front. Like, it sucked. Dude, gender neutral bathrooms should not be a thing. You know, and I don't care what people do. I'm that guy. I don't give a fuck what you do. Fucking let your freak flag fly. That's my take. Nothing that people are doing is bothering me if it's not bothering me. So I don't care what you do. However, the gender neutral bathrooms are a bad idea. It's stupid. Guys are faster than women. We are more elite in the bathroom than women. We are more efficient. And that's a fact. That is a fact. Also, let's say before we went to the show, I had tacos or something, and I had to just blow this bathroom up. I don't want to blow the bathroom up when I have 14-year-old Susie next to me with her friend in the stall. You know, I'm uncomfortable now. I'm uncomfortable, and everybody in there is going to be uncomfortable when they hear what demons are coming out of me. You know?
Please.
Doo-doo.
Please.
Doo-doo. I'll just do the soundboard because the soundboard's not working. Soundboard chunking. My soundboard is chunking. Maybe we go back to the real way that I did it before. Let's see if this one works. Okay. This has a lot of apps. Not apps. This has a lot of ads. I was one letter away, you know? Yeah, and of course it doesn't have a exit button on it. All I want is the fucking soundboard, you know? That's it. All right, let's see what we can do here. Oh. We might have it. This is not the soundboard that I thought it was. I don't even know where I'm at now. I got lost on the website. I got lost in the sauce. This is important. There we go.
Alrighty then.
And guess what, guys? Just like that, we were out.
We're back!
The soundboard's back, baby. Okay.
Shaka.
Yep, we're here. We're back. But all I'm saying is when I go into this stall and my asshole is just, I don't want to be going next to some young girls. I don't want them to have to experience that. That's traumatizing for all of us, you know? So I'm not a fan of the gender neutral bathrooms. And that's my take on that. Anyway, basically what I'm saying is I spent like almost $200 on these fucking VIP tickets and I didn't even get to meet the guy. But at the end of the show, when we were leaving, we crossed paths, you know, the universe righted itself. Didn't get to talk to him, but I did get to give him a high five. Jenna got a little squeezy squeeze, you know, and fuck that. That's life. I don't know why I don't keep hitting that button, but like,
that's life.
You know, I should have that one on call for this one because
that's life.
You know, that's fucking life, man. And sometimes things don't work out and I shouldn't be in charge of planning things. Okay, so then later on in the night, I did check my email. Okay, this is my issue. I did check my email later that night. So I bought these tickets, I would say well over a month ago. I think it was in March when I bought these tickets. I'm telling you guys, everything, every email I got, every ticket thing that I saw said 7 p.m., right? At 3:30 p.m., the day of the event, they emailed me saying that they moved the meet and greet time to 6 p.m. Now, what the fuck is that? You sell these tickets, which they oversold this event. It was way too packed in this shitty fucking venue. The Roxy, Mahal's in Lakewood, I will never, ever go back to that place unless they give me free tickets and roll out a fucking red carpet and kiss my feet, give me all the free beers I could drink. This place, maybe the worst venue that I've ever been to in my whole life. That place fucking sucked donkey dicks. The whole from the start, when we got there at 7:30 and the line was still out the door, that was red flag one. Them telling me, you know, that the meet and greet was at 6. What do you mean 6? Everything says 7. Red flag 2. Checking later, the beer line. Okay, I'm going to try to talk you guys through this. You walk into this building. When you first walk through the doors, through security, which is just a metal detector, like one of the handheld ones, and it's one guy with it. So for sure you could smuggle shit in if you want to do something to this place. Anyway, I digress. Don't do that. You walk in. So, all right, walk through the doors. The beer place is to the right when you walk in. Beer to the right, merch booth on the left. You have to walk through between these two. Okay, so we get in, we do all this shit with the merch booth. They tell me no. I go to this gender neutral bathroom. I'm fucking standing there forever because, of course, you know, I got to wait for all the women to go do their business. When, you know, if it was up to me, I would have just went to the sink at that point. If there was no one, no one would have told on me, I would have just pissed in the sink. I don't care. I'd be pissing in sinks every now and then. You know, sometimes it's fun, dude. Feel naughty. You know, you get on your little tiptoes, pee in the sink. Anyway, the beer line. So the beer is, the fucking stand is right when you walk in. The line went into where the music was. All the way, and it zigzagged too. It wasn't just like I have literally no words for how bad this place was. The beer line went to the stage and zigzagged. We were waiting in line forever. The dude behind me is like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, why don't they just like have like a beer tub where they do cash only, you know, you'd think they would make more money. I'm like, they would for sure make more money. You know, that's common sense. Why the fuck wouldn't they do that? Right. Well, they don't do that. You got to go. Everybody has to go to this one bar which, the like I said, the line was to the stage, and I'm not exaggerating that. It was past the stage because it went to the stage, but then came back more. So you had to, you passed the stage twice. That's how long this line was. It doesn't make sense. Me just telling you this doesn't make sense, I know. Because you're like, what the fuck, you gotta walk past the stage twice. The line was so long. There's like 250 people in this place, and two bartenders, and everybody there wanted beers because this is a cover band. At the end of the day, this is a cover band. This isn't like, you're not going to see fucking Drake. You're not going to see Post Malone. You're going to see a cover band. Like, he's a celebrity for sure. Of course he's a celebrity. But it's a cover band. Everybody is trying to drink here. Everybody wants to get loose because we don't really know what's about to happen. There's a lot of guys there with their wives and girlfriends. All those dudes are trying to get ripped, right? So the line was unfathomable, the way that this place was run. The show was everything that I thought it was going to be. It was a cool show. It was fun. I don't know if it was cool. It was fun. It was cool and fun. I think it was a little better than I thought it was going to be. I had a lot of fun. I was very sweaty because there were so many people. But, you know, it was fun. You know, we're just standing there, whatever. Then on the way out, too, the way out, everybody's going to the door that they just walked through to get into this place. And then on the way out, they just have this girl standing there saying, no one's allowed to go out this way. You have to go to the other exit. There's two exits. There's a door that says keep out, but it says exit. So people are going. Some people are going through that door. Some people are going through the other door. And then we kind of got bottled up because, like I said, you have to walk in between the bar and the merch booth to get in this place. So everybody that came in that way is trying to leave that way. And then there's a girl saying, you can't go out this way. You have to use another exit. So everybody's like, there's people that are still trying to come out, and then there's people that heard and are trying to go the other way. So everybody's just running into each other. The dude at the merch booth is like, he stands on the table. He's like, everybody has to use this exit. Everybody use this exit. Keep it moving. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up and get off the table before I fucking steal all these t-shirts because I didn't even get to meet the dude. I paid $200 for it. What the fuck am I doing? I'm about to take all your fucking merch. I'm about to take all your fucking signed posters. I don't care. I'm pissed now. So, long story short story long, this could have been a 1 minute podcast, but you know, when you have ADHD, you can talk. When you have ADHD and you take a Ritalin, you can talk a lot. And here's the thing, okay? I was diagnosed with ADHD, and I was given a prescription of Ritalin, Vern, okay? So I don't think you could say that just because a medicine doesn't affect you a certain way doesn't mean you have a certain thing, okay? Anyway, I'm getting riled up now, and I'm lashing out. I'm sorry, Vern. I didn't mean that. Davey, don't beat me up for just being a little cunt just now. I apologize. I'm riled up about this show last night. I was coming down, and then we did the podcast, and now we're here, okay? I was down at about a 2, right? I was at about a 2 before I started the podcast. I was kind of letting it roll off my back like a duck. But now that I'm talking about it, and I'm putting myself in there again, I'm reliving this, I'm back up to about an 8 or a 9. So I am not taking responsibility for whatever I say right now. That's life. See, I should have had it. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Didn't. Oh, well. I'm trying to play more pickleball. I just want to fucking play pickleball. It's nice out. You know, that would make me happy. I went out and fucking got in the pickle jar, hand in the pickle jar, get out the kitchen, biatch, and let it bounce. Well, let me take a sip of this coffee. I figured out something. My baby stomach can't handle coffee. I'm still drinking it, but I have to have Tums on hand. When I took a little break, I kind of just revamped. Like, I really got back into coffee. I think it's when it's summertime. I don't really like coffee that much in the winter. But once the weather starts getting nice, a nice cold brew, an iced Americano, iced coffee, whatever, iced latte, whatever it is, give it to me. But I think that's the source of my stomach issues, is the coffee. Because when I wasn't drinking coffee and I was like more into my fasting, I wasn't getting the acid reflux, and I should go back to it. But then I'm hungry all the time, you know? I'm still in my heart of hearts, I'm fat, dude, and I like to eat. So sorry about it. Oh, we went with Vern and Davey to one of those sushi places with the conveyor belt thing. Now, I probably seemed like a dick when we went there, but it was because of, I think it was because of my tism, which I'm convinced that I have. I get very uncomfortable when I don't know what's going on, and I kind of freeze. So when there's a lot of shit going on, I kind of power down a little bit. This conveyor belt sushi thing, a lot of stuff's happening. You got sushi constantly. You got waiters coming around. The sushi was great, but it's a lot. For your first time to go there, it's a lot, you know, and if you have social weird things about you, I don't know if that's the place for you. I'm not good when there's a lot of things happening. I'm not good like that. I am, you know, like, I felt like there was a lot of pressure on me. Why did I feel like that? I couldn't tell you. Could not tell you. But, yeah, man, the sushi was good, and I would go back. Well, I don't know if I would go back. I would go back. I think I would go back. It was just, it was a lot to take in. There was a lot of stuff happening. The sushi's coming pretty quick. You got to eyeball that shit. I think the move is you got to eyeball it way before you want to see it. I'm looking at the stuff that's right coming at me. I think I should have been looking at the stuff that was coming to me, right? Like the stuff I was looking at, what's right in front of me. I should have been looking at what was coming, because you don't have time. And then when you don't have time, you panic, and I just let the shit go. And then I ate like a piece of cake, and I was like, ah, I don't know about that. It was kind of like fucking generic shit. Like it felt like, I don't know. It felt like Dollar Tree cake. If Dollar Tree had pre-made cake, that was what was on that conveyor belt. And it kind of took me away. Jenna, one of the best things that happened, though, at this sushi place, Jenna thought she was eating a mochi and took a bite of it. And it was like, it was like refried beans inside of a mochi. And that made me laugh, because she thought she was getting a delicious sweet treat, and she got a fucking refried bean inside of a marshmallow. So that was good. That made me laugh. But anyway, you know, whatever, dude. I think this is where we're going to end this podcast, so I can come back down to a two. You know, I got real riled up there for a little bit in the middle of the podcast. I was a little bit riled up.
Shut up, bitch!
So I'm going to shut up, bitch. And fucking end this one with a popo's out. Shout out K-Fed. So yeah, guys, I'll try to be more consistent. We're back off break, so we got some hot pods coming at you. And until next time, peace.